Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment. Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes for Union Mutual Insurance. Union Mutual has been serving the insurance needs of farmers and ranchers since 1938. That's 83 years of protecting rural Americans, providing town and country, poultry house, and legacy rural actual cash value policies. With 300 agents to serve you, it's time to take a good hard look at Union Mutual Insurance Company. For the agent nearest you, go to unionmutualic.com or give them a call 405-286-7703.
You probably know Stillwater Milling as Oklahoma's trusted source of animal feed for over 130 years. You might not know Stillwater Milling's agri-centers carry a wide variety of products to help you get the work done all around your property. Lawn and garden, pet supplies, animal health, pasture supplies, and so much more. Come see us at one of our four Stillwater Mills agri-centers or visit us online at stillwatermill.com.
Well, good afternoon. The cattle futures finished slightly lower today. We had a kind of a bigger down day at one point. The August live cattle, though, finished down 20 cents at 137.70. October finished down 30 at 143.65. The December live cattle down 5 at 149.90, while Feb and April were both higher. April up 45 at 157.45. Technically speaking, just looking at the October, we're trading at the highest levels we have seen since the beginning of May. So there really is a lot of optimism here and a lot of people in the bull camp getting stronger as we're at these high levels. The cash market has been kind of lagging. It looks like it was earlier today about 135 bid. And I think I saw some 136 trade, about 8,000 head in Kansas and in Texas. So that was a little bit better. 215 and 216 on the grid up north, but kind of lagging there on the live cattle futures. Feeder cattle futures were down 27 in the August at 179. At one point, they were about $1.50 lower, so they came back. That was a welcome sign. September's down 32 at 182.57. October 22 lower at 185.47. And then October lean hogs, $1.75 higher at 97.60. So we finished about where we started overall for the cattle after being down significantly.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Hi, my name is Kristen, a dairy farmer from Oklahoma. While many things have changed in the years, one thing remains. Dairy farmers are still dedicated to providing the safest, most wholesome, and delicious food and beverage for my family and yours. This commitment makes the farm a great place to be. I wouldn't trade my job for anything else. Join me and celebrate all things dairy this National Dairy Month. Learn more about local dairy farms at dairydiscoveryzone.com.
Well, grain futures were really strong, especially the soybean market. The November beans up 48 cents at 14.17. We all been watching the grain markets closely. And this time of year with the weather patterns shifting and it being such a critical time for corn and bean yield development, this is the kind of moves you get. But we were up sharply today. Keep in mind, about a week ago, we were all the way up like 14.90 or so. 14.89 was the high in the November beans on July 29th. And then the low yesterday was 13.56. So what is that? Over almost $1.40 move there in 3 or 4 days. So we've gained back about half of that on the beans. We're still above some critical moving averages. So I don't really understand all the strength in the beans. It looked to me like there was a pretty good crop, but hey, we'll take any strength we can get. Kansas City December up 24 and a quarter at 8.68. The corn was up about 10 cents with December at 6.06 and a quarter, up 10 even. The cotton futures today are going to be about 19 higher in December at 94.62. And then here late in the day, the stock markets doing okay, not down that much, down 90 in the September Dow, 32,681. But crude oil futures, they're getting hit pretty hard today with the crude oil down $2.29.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.